Hello, barflies, and welcome to
Bar Friends Forever.
I'm Susie.
And I'm Kina.
And we're your bar friends
forever.
Hello, hello, hello.
How do you go?
We've mentioned
hello
Gavna. We've mentioned that you are having a little vacation now, but you actually booked a regular vacation.
I actually have kind of a few trips coming up.
You're really going for it.
Going to San Francisco shortly. Gonna have a weekend with our friend Michelle in Carmel, wine tasting, drive amazing. Down the coast.
I hear Taylor Swift was just in Carmel.
Oh, yes. Actually, Michelle and I talked on the phone last week because we were just like, I was sharing the itinerary, blah, blah, blah. And she's actually a great person to take a trip with because she will like set up a Google Map list and like favorite like restaurants and wine tasting places. So like she shared this whole list.
Oh, nice.
And
this is like you with your outfit spreadsheet.
Yes.
But for activities.
This is like when I have a spreadsheet for outfits. You are correct. But she does it for like practical things, like where we're going to eat and drink.
Yeah.
And she called out on the list. She was like, oh, this restaurant, your girl Taylor Swift was there last weekend eating with Travis.
Okay.
So I think that I will dine in the same.
Oh my God. Amazing.
Same spot.
Amazing.
So that's coming up. You have a trip coming up.
I do. I am going very shortly at the end of this month to Nashville to visit my sister and brother, but also to see the great Noah Kahan in concert. I'm very excited.
Yeah, you're going to have a great time.
Yeah.
I love Nashville.
Yes, Nashville is always a fun party. Obsessed with Noah Kahan, have been since his album came out.
Yep.
Like I've been listening to it for over a year now, and he's been doing these crazy collabs with like so many artists
too.
Yeah, he's been redoing his entire like Styx Season album, but with like features.
Yeah, I think I actually saw something like on TikTok or whatever.
So he's worked with Hozier, Post Malone, Kacey Musgraves, Gracie Abrams, like lots of names.
Fun.
So I'm going like, ooh, if Kacey Musgraves comes out, I will die.
I was going to say there has to be like a surprise guest, especially in Nashville.
Yeah. And he has been pulling people out on like bringing people out. So I'm hoping that. I'm hoping for Kacey Musgraves because that would really be my like my performance 100%. Bingo card of like all my favorite artists would be full, I think. Because I'm seeing Noah Kahan. I would have seen Kacey, John Mayer. We saw Maren Morris together. And I'm going to see the great Taylor Swift in October. But
amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
So we have those few trips and then I took the plunge while I was on wine and booked a multi-destination trip that will start mid-June to early August. We're gonna have to figure out our recording.
This is crazy.
Which will be tentatively Barcelona. I mean, that's not tentative. Like, I have a ticket.
Yeah, you're going to Barcelona, whether you like it or not.
I fully like DM'd my old boss to ask about staying at his family home in Mallorca.
Yeah, did he ever respond?
Haven't heard back.
Man.
But he's older, so he hasn't read my DM, but I did see that he like liked something on LinkedIn today. So I'm like, maybe I need a LinkedIn message this man. Like,
maybe
I gotta get to Mallorca.
Maybe he's older. I don't know if Instagram sliding into the Instagram DMs is really the move.
And then I'm planning to make my way to Portugal. TBD when, where, how, what.
Woo-woo.
It will happen.
Yeah.
And then I'm ending in Paris. Well, ending the European leg in Paris. In early August. It's going to be the Olympics. It's going to be sickening. I have a free place to stay.
Yeah. You didn't even realize that you're going during the Olympics.
No.
When you booked on the wine.
No. When I was on the wine, like, it's amazing that I got, like,
you were on
flights that make sense.
You're on Olympic wine.
Yeah, exactly. And then I'll go from Paris to Montreal and cap it off with a bachelorette trip.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I will be broken when I get home.
But
you know what? Vacation.
DNR.
Vacation boyfriends.
Yes, it sure does. You are one, too, because when we've traveled together in the past, I think you mentioned you also booked it on the wine, like to go to Europe. Like, this is your move.
I'm such a planner. And like for me to spend a bunch of money and to like just pick a trip
in commit advance, to something.
It's I have a hard time with that.
Yeah.
And so
you got to get a little liquid courage and just click purchase.
Every time I'm booking vacations, you know that we're on the line. And then the vacation comes and it's like, I did this so long ago. I can't even remember. It's like, it feels free. You know? Yeah,
exactly. That's how. So this year I'm spending. So you're doing vacations. I've considered looking at. I mean, I did look at Europe tickets to maybe join you at some point in the summer. Not sure about that yet. But same. Like when I went to go buy Taylor Swift tickets, they're fucking astronomically expensive.
I know, but you bought them like nearly a year ago.
Over a year ago.
It was over a year ago.
I mean, well, so it's over a year before the concert. I'm not sure it will have been over a year
when you go. Yeah, I remember.
Yeah,
that.
And it was an insane amount of money, but again, it's gone already. Like it's pretend money off at that point. Yeah, yeah. It's almost like it's free. So awesome way to do it, I think. Maybe I didn't drink a little wine that day. I was very nervous to buy those tickets.
Oh, but no, you were on it.
Like, yeah, yeah.
First thing in the morning.
I was like going for a run, like playing the Rocky theme song, getting ready to go on that Taylor Swift pre-sale.
I mean, I tried the Taylor Swift tickets and like, I don't have the like...
Yeah, the pre-sale code. Yeah.
And I just don't have that commitment. And I've already seen Taylor Swift in concert. Not Eras, but you know.
Humble brag.
Okay, so like I said, vacation means vacation boyfriends.
Yes. we were talking about this topic and going, we have a few vacation boyfriends.
So we'll get into our vacation boyfriends that we met together. And then I mean, all I do is find vacation boyfriends. I can't find a boyfriend in real life.
yeah.
But
I think a vacation boyfriend is just obviously fun because it's no strings attached. Fun. You know you're leaving.
Yeah.
We already know, if you guys listened to this episode, that I got married on vacation. Yes. But then I got to leave my husband behind.
Yeah. And you know that I had a holiday whirlwind romance.
Yes.
Over Thanksgiving to a man who completely stopped communicating with me, but my feelings aren't hurt because it's a vacation boyfriend.
Yeah, you got to go to the lounge and then you pick back up with your life and you leave the vacation boyfriend where he belongs, on vacation.
Exactly.
Yeah, so that's nice. We have a couple of interesting ones. I mean, we can start with the major, the Greece.
Yeah, well, this was Turkey.
Oh, sorry. Yes, we can start with our boyfriends from Turkey. Gobble gobble.
So yeah, speaking of a trip that was booked on the wine,
yeah,
you and I were flying to Istanbul separately, and I don't know like if my memory serves me correctly, but I feel like I sat in the Istanbul airport for like 3 hours waiting for your flight.
You waited for me to get there.
Yes.
Like by the time I landed, you had already probably had some wine at the airport, but also changed money. Like you had like done everything you needed to do.
No, I think that it was so late. It was like the fucking middle of the night. Maybe not the middle of the night, but it was at night. That there was like no place to even like get a drink.
Oh, shit.
I like sat on the floor just of the airport in front of your gate just waiting. Because also like we were in a foreign country. Like I didn't know if your phone was going to be up and operating. So I just remember that from the first night.
It was nighttime and, you know, we're two single gals traveling. So it's better to just like take a cab from the airport together.
Exactly.
Like, you know, like just keep
there was no way I was leaving without you. But I do remember just sitting in that bleak hallway being like, fuck, if Susie doesn't get off this plane, like,
is it happening?
What am I going to do?
Yeah. So as a recap, this was a girls trip we took that like you had just broken up with Stony and I took because my friend was going on a girls trip and I tagged along and then you tagged along. So
yeah. And we had a great time in Istanbul.
Yeah.
That night we got to our hotel. We had a little bit of wine.
Yeah.
I really liked the rooftop terrace where we had breakfast and everything. Yeah. If you remember that. We went and saw...
I'm shaking my head.
Oh, you don't... Oh, it was so nice.
need I remind you, Swiss cheese for a brain at this point.
But we did like really wholesome touristy things that day, like went to the mosques.
Oh, yeah. We went to the mosques where you have to like cover your head and it's a very like religious experience, no pun intended. And yeah, they're beautiful to see. And Istanbul is a very like culture rich city.
We went to the like the bazaar.
Yeah.
I just remember because this is when my hair was like an ungodly shade of yellow blonde.
Yeah.
And
Brittany Blonde.
It was Brittany Blonde.
Yeah.
And men at the bazaar were like reaching out to touch my hair.
Yeah, I think they were calling you Britney Spears.
They were calling me something. I couldn't remember what it was.
I think they were calling you Britney Spears, and I maybe mean, that's where we got the Britney mentality.
True,
later.
I was Britney on this vacation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And they were just men would just be reaching out like, oh,
yeah, trying to touch like, my hair.
Yeah.
And we met up with your friends, but we had a little bit of solo time. Also, I remember that you and I went to the Turkish baths because
yes.
I'd asked my brother who had been to Istanbul before, like, what should we do? And mm-hmm. he and his wife said, like, go to the baths. It's incredible.
Yes, yes.
And none of the other girls wanted to come with us.
Yeah, which is, what did they end up just going shopping or
probably.
Something?
Probably. But it was like amazing.
Yeah.
And it wasn't incredibly expensive.
I am so glad we did that. It was not incredibly expensive and it was awesome.
Yeah.
Like, these baths are like big ladies, like Turkish ladies yeah. in their underwear.
And like, they're in their underwear. We're in a bikini bottom. Like, yeah. everybody's roaming around.
Yeah. And they just like slather you in olive oil and like massage you and then beat the shit out of you with like eucalyptus
yeah.
leaves.
And they wash your hair. Like, it was incredible. Yeah. The only thing I remember telling you after the fact was like, fuck, I got a spray tan the day before and these ladies just exfoliated the shit out of my
they
skin.
Beat that spray tan right
yeah,
off
there was
your body.
Like a pool of brown water.
They're like, wow, this is a dirty American.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But when we met our vacation boyfriends, if you remember, we were taking a boat from to the Asia side.
Yes. So in Istanbul or in Turkey, so Istanbul's on the European side of mm-hmm. this river. Do you know the name of the river?
Oh. I'm going to butcher it.
Okay.
We'll have to fact check later.
We can pause. Oh, no problem. We just pulled it up and it's called Haydarpasa Çalmanoskok.
Oh yeah, there's no fucking way. We no. would've known that. Anyway, but I mean it's
so on one side is the European side of Turkey and on the yes. other side then you're in Asia. So essentially you can take this ferry and cross from one continent to another, which is yep. kind of a fun gimmick. And it's a completely different vibe on the other side too.
Yeah. And it was like summer when we went yeah. or like early summer.
Yeah.
I just remember that a bird shit on me and
it's coming back
and everybody was like, oh, it's good luck. It's good luck. And I'm like, yeah, 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 yeah. You're not the one with runny bird shit in your hair. Because it was
your
like
beautiful blonde American
in my
hair.
Beautiful blonde American hair. Because it's like, it's a seaside town, if you yeah. will. So there were a mm-hmm. ton of like
yeah.
pelicans or pigeons or whatever.
Seagulls, perhaps as well.
Also maybe a seagull. Yes. So I think we actually met the guys when
waiting
we were
for the ferry.
Waiting for the ferry.
This I remember, yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't remember how we met them, but I just remember one of them I thought was extremely attractive. And I was like, oh, he's cute. You know, you've got your vacation antenna up.
Oh, yeah. The vacation you know? Goggles are on.
Yeah.
I'm
yeah.
sure that we had had something to drink that day.
Oh, for sure. We were not sober as no. judges going no. onto that no. boat. No.
And then the other one, I just remember he had like really funky sunglasses and yeah. he just like made a beeline to me.
Yeah.
And it was just like immediately sick. We're paired off.
Yeah. He wanted a handful of that Britney hair.
He sure did. he got one.
Yeah. But we get on this ferry with these dudes and start like getting to know them.
Yeah. And we're unhinged women.
Yeah.
If
yeah.
you didn't know, but like, you don't know a level of unhinged oh. until you go on vacation with Susie.
Yeah, yeah. It's a much deeper level of unhinged.
Oh,
like
yeah.
the vacation brain starts when you touch down on vacation. Like there is no reasoning. There yeah. is no time. There is no cutoff limit for how much you're
no.
drinking. Like vacation is vacation for a reason.
Yeah. So we then went to dinner. I have like actually some great photos of that dinner of all of us at the table.
It was a lovely dinner.
It was a lovely dinner. And of course the boys are with us now.
Yeah.
Like, by the way, no fucking clue what their plans were
yeah.
or what they
no,
were doing.
They
but
just
like,
they tagged right in.
Were with us.
But also they recommended that restaurant, I think. They were like,
that's
let's
right.
show you around and show you like an authentic Turkish
yeah.
experience.
Yes.
And we're like, cool, show us. And we did. We had a great dinner. There was a whole fish involved.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some great drinks. We had like Turkish, some kind of grappa or
something
yeah.
yeah we had a great time. And then I think after dinner we probably like roamed around a little bit, but
yeah.
then we ultimately got back on the ferry to go over
yes
to Istanbul, and all the girls we were with were like, we're tapped out,
yeah,
like,
we gotta go,
it's bedtime. This was also our last night in Istanbul. The next day would be the day that we met that friendly man at the airport.
Yes.
And we we were staying out with our,
yeah,
who at that point I was calling my husband.
Yeah. All the girls wanted to go to bed early. We were staying out with a man. You were like, this is for sure my husband. Mm-hmm. And I started calling my guy Young Dumb.
Oh, Young Dumb. I forgot about Young Dumb.
Because he was so dumb.
Yeah.
And he was so young, but he was very handsome.
He was very hot.
Yeah.
You really bagged some hot guys on this trip.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I was on vacation boyfriend mode.
Yeah. So my guy, I'm just cringing thinking.
I don't know how to lead into the popcorn.
Exactly. He told me that he had lived in New York at a certain point. I'm like, great, cool. Like,
yeah.
And of course, to a European person, they're like, oh, I've lived in New York.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. That means we're best friends. They know everything about America.
Yeah.
And he told me that his dream was to move back to New York and open a popcorn shop.
Yeah.
And I, of course, in that state, am like, oh my God, amazing. Popcorn. We started to call him Popcorn King.
Yeah, the Popcorn King.
Yeah. And I, for whatever reason, maybe it was the Turkish grappa, yeah, or vacation goggles.
The whole fish.
But I was just like, 100%.
Yeah. Like, I am so down.
Let's build this popcorn empire. I was like, I love popcorn.
I think you started calling it a popcorn conglomerate.
I think, yeah, popcorn something. And like, to the point where I think I even texted my brother and was like,
I'm going into the popcorn biz.
I've met a man. He's in popcorn.
The popcorn biz isn't ready for the popcorn of it all.
Yeah. So we went to a bar. Do you remember the bar?
What it was called?
No.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
No, no,
I remember being there for, yeah, sure.
I think that there were only four people there, five, including the bartender. It was us and, oh, the bartender.
I remember it being a magical, almost a Great Gatsby-like experience.
But we were the only ones there.
Okay. I don't remember that part. It was a beautiful bar overlooking the city. Like, yes. It was almost like not quite a rooftop, but it was up high, right? So we had a great view.
You remember more than I do. Yeah. I think I also just remember because I do have the photo of you on your knees.
Oh, no, that was a different bar. We went to like a nice, classy,
yes,
rooftop, gorgeous city view.
I remember now. Yeah. I remember.
And I think that's how they roped us in. Not roped us. We wanted to, but I don't know. They were like, let's bring you to another bar. And that's how they got us to go on this date with them, essentially.
Yes.
We agreed to go on a date with the Popcorn King and Young Dumb,
yes,
in their hometown. And they took us to this gorgeous,
I remember the gorgeous
city
bar
view.
Now.
Yeah.
Yes, you're
later
totally
on
right.
We go to a dive bar with very few people.
Yeah, like a scary one. And yeah. I remember I ordered a martini, and also like I had no business having a martini at this time.
Yeah,
and martinis
did.
In Europe, especially in Turkey, they're not the same.
Yeah, no.
It was foul.
Yeah. Have I told the story on here of when I ordered a dirty martini in Ibiza when
no,
I was there
I'm
with
scared.
My family? Okay, so just to give you an idea of how not a thing in Europe martinis are, we were in Ibiza, there's this little, you know, we're hanging on the beach, there's this little, you know, restaurant,
yep,
that I go in, me and my sister go in to get a drink, and at that time in my life I was like very into dirty martinis, and so I go, hey, like, the bartender was, I think she was actually like Australian or something,
okay,
and she was like, wait, what is that, a George Bush drink? Because,
what?
Like, George Bush was in office. This is how long ago this was. And I was like, no, no, no. And she, like, didn't know what I was talking about. And she, like, she was joking. And I was like, okay, cool. You just take, like, olive juice and you put it with the vodka and shake it up. And then, you know, you serve it in a martini glass. And she was like, oh, okay, are you sure? And I was like, yeah, I'm sure. That's what I want. Olive juice,
yeah,
and the vodka. And so she comes back with a martini.
Was it, like,
with
green?
A layer of olive oil on top of vodka.
Oh my
because,
God.
Because like they don't have olive brine there. Like,
oh my
she
God.
Was just like, are you sure? And then it's just an oil slick of a martini, like with like a full on half an inch layer of olive oil. And my sister was dying. She's like, well, now you have to take a sip. So I did try the oily martini and it was
then
terrible.
Did you throw it out?
Yeah, I did not end up drinking the entire George Bush martini.
Yeah, good. But that sounds foul.
Yeah, but that's martinis in Europe for anyone who,
yeah,
is confused.
So I had one and made,
yeah,
a mistake.
Yeah.
But where things get really, real fun is after the dive bar. And so at the dive bar, You know, Popcorn King has now made me an engagement ring out of a napkin. Yes. I'm proudly wearing it.
Yes.
You are sliding around the dance floor on your knees, which is a move.
Yeah, that's my move. Apparently.
That's a move that you make.
It's not the first time with this move.
Yeah. And we were just like living our best lives.
Yeah. You're like, I'm marrying the Popcorn King.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Young Dumb is twirling you around your knees.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then we decide to leave the bar.
Yes.
But
this gets a little hazy here for me.
Gets a little hazy. I think maybe I was like smoking a cigarette or something.
With popcorn? Yeah. I think he was a smoker.
Yeah. So, oh, for sure. Yeah. But I can't remember, like, how did we separate? And you went one way.
You know how it happens. Like, you go off with popcorn to smoke a cigarette. I go off with Young Dumb to make out on the stairs somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And to paint the scene here, in Turkey, there's a lot of stray dogs and stray cats wandering tons. It's actually kind of sad. But yeah, it's just part of what it is there. Like, they wander around. You know, it's not like they're dangerous. Like, people just let them wander, and that's a thing. And I think people feed the cats and stuff too, and the dogs. But anyway, they're wandering around is the point. And so me and Young Dumb are making out on the stairs of some, like, dilapidated Turkish building.
Yeah.
And
you're wearing these little lace shorts.
And at some point, Young Dumb is fingering me on the stairs. Okay,
he slips a finger in.
Yeah, so let's just get that out of the way. And so then it's like, cool, whatever, we're making out. You don't think much of it. And then we kind of leave with these men. I don't know how we left them.
I don't either.
Yeah.
We definitely exchanged numbers because I kept in touch with Popcorn.
Yes. And I exchanged numbers with Young Dumb too. But the point is, we get back to our quarters where we had to be up super early, and you know, we're getting ready for bed, and I'm kind of like, I have moments of being like overly germophobic and like hypochondriatic, if that's a word. And I flash back to Young Dumb fingering me on these stairs, and I flash back to Young Dumb, you know, leaning his weight on his hand
resting
on the stairs.
Hand on the stair.
And I flash back to the cat that is, you know, circling around on the stairs, and I flash back to my family cat, who at some point had gotten FIV, which is, you know, feline HIV AIDS. So that's a thing that can happen. And, you know, my family cat, like, went on to live a very long, happy life, and he was fine. But at some point in my psychotic vacation brain, I was like, fuck, the hand was on the stairs. The cat was on the stairs. The cat might have cat AIDS. Yes. I might have cat AIDS now. Like, can a human get cat AIDS?
In my mind, and I don't know if this is just like from you and I talking and like telling this story so many times, in my mind, Young Dumb was resting his hand on the stairs and the cat like traipsed over and like was on his hand.
Might as well have
and
happened
then
that way.
And the hand slipped up the shorts.
Yeah, I don't know. Might as well have, because the hand was on the stairs and that's all that mattered, because the cat was also wandering around the stairs. So we're at home. At our hotel. I'm starting to spiral, and I'm like, what the fuck? I might have cat AIDS. Oh my God, I might have cat AIDS. And you,
I had a newer piercing.
Yeah.
So I was traveling with a spray.
Yeah.
Bactine. Spray in my piercing, so it didn't get infected while I traveled.
Yeah. Which is just like, you know, a spray analgesic or
antibacterial
or something
like that.
Yeah. And you're like, I have Bactine, and I said, give me the Bactine.
Yeah, I will never forget this, even though we were fucking wasted. We're in the
bathroom.
I will
never forget it
either. Yeah. So the shorts come down.
Because I'm in the dark. I don't know why I remember it was dark in that bathroom.
Because all the girls were sleeping
in
the other rooms.
And we're trying
to
be really quiet. And I'm standing in the bathroom. I like take the Bactine and I'm shoving Bactine up my vagina.
Probably like leg up, just like spritzing it,
spraying it, getting it on my hand, shoving it in my vagina. And my God, that fucking burned like no other, like nothing else I've ever felt. Like, do not put Bactine on your genitals.
We had to kill the cat AIDS.
I had to kill the cat AIDS, but I do not recommend Bactine for cat AIDS.
No.
No.
No way. And you, I mean, from then on, you met Toko.
I was never the
same. Your husband. You were definitely never the same. after this trip. That's a fact. But you know, Young Dumb had to go. Like,
yeah, he was
associated with cat AIDS.
So Young Dumb had cat AIDS by this point. I had to get rid of him.
You had to get rid of him. Yeah. And you moved on with your Greek husband.
Yeah. I was like, at some point, yeah, I don't know. Did I think it was like cat scratch fever? It was just such a drunk vacation brain. Mm. But yes, I moved on. And
yeah, the Bactine was hilarious.
It wasn't hilarious for me or my patch.
It's hilarious now.
No, I know, but it hurt, man.
No shit. No shit.
Yeah. But then you...
Well, so I stayed in touch with Popcorn.
Yes. So you were hung up on Popcorn.
Well, you know how I get. Like, I get hung up on, like, insane men. Yeah. Like, what am I
doing? You had a craving, and the only thing that would satisfy it was Popcorn.
Popcorn. So I left Greece before you guys did, because we didn't plan all of our trips together. And I had an overnight layover in Istanbul.
Yes.
And so
it was just by chance.
It was just by chance. Yeah. Like, I'd already booked this trip, like, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And God knows what I thought I was going to do on that layover, like, lay in the airport again.
Yeah.
But because I had been keeping in touch with Popcorn, he was just, like, dying yeah. yeah. for us to spend the night together. And so I will say that the kind of excitement was wearing off, and all of a sudden, when I'm flying alone back from, I think I connected in Rome and to Istanbul, I don't know, it was a really long travel day, and I was like, am I seriously going to spend the night with a stranger?
Okay, you were second guessing it?
Oh my God, of course.
I thought you were just gung-ho for, you were on the Popcorn ship.
No. I was wary. I was realizing that this is like how people get murdered.
Okay, yeah.
And so, but I still go through with it, you know? Yeah. I meet up with him, and in my mind, like, we're going to go to a dinner, we're going to go get some drinks, and we go to, like, this random fucking cafe, and it was, like, Turkish, yeah, like, I love Turkish food, so that was fine, but he was, like, drinking a Coke or something, and I was like, we need alcohol. Like, yeah, we really need alcohol. So I got like a couple glasses of wine at this random cafe, and then I was asking him, like, okay, so where are we going? Like, where do you live? Do you have a hotel room?
Yeah.
He took me to a hostel.
Okay. Yeah.
I have never been in a hostel in my life. Okay. Unfortunately, I'm just like not that type of traveler where I've never been like, yeah, I can like stay in a hostel and backpack, and
I have stayed in a few hostels.
But it's not my vibe. And so already I'm like panicking, and I'm also just so clearly American with my bright blonde hair.
Yeah. And everyone's this, still like, reaching Turkish out guy. To touch you.
Yeah. And we go to a hostel, and like we had a private room and whatever.
Yeah.
But like,
hey, he shelled out for the private room, because when I was staying in hostels, I was not getting private rooms.
Yeah.
I was like sleeping on a bunk bed.
I insisted, like, there's no way I'm going somewhere that doesn't have a fucking door.
Yeah.
And so
you were in your early 30s by this point, but you were in your 30s.
I was in my 30s. Yeah. Like, we gotta close the door. Like, the fact that the only hostel I've been in, like, I was 31 is like, what is happening here? I think I was actually just 30. But anyway, so then we get there and I'm like, you don't understand. I need alcohol.
Yeah.
Like, this isn't going to happen without some booze.
Yeah.
So we go to a wine store, and he volunteered to go get wine for me. Yeah. And at this point now, I'm like, absolutely not. Like, I need to purchase the wine myself. I need to see that it's sealed. Yeah. I need to open it myself. Yes. Like, I'm not getting raped by this man.
Yeah. And you're also like, I might need some Bactine also. So I'm
100%. So like,
I'm going to grab that.
Oh, and that was another thing, is that I was like, do you have condoms? And he is like, no, of course not. And I'm like,
Popcorn.
I just saw my friend spray Bactine on herself. We're getting condoms.
Yeah.
Like, it's a non-negotiable.
Yeah. I've seen the cats around this joint.
Exactly. I don't know where you've been. We're in a hostel, for Christ's sakes. We're using condoms.
Yeah.
And I remember he started to, like, push back on me. And as you know, I can start to get, like, very rude.
Yeah.
Especially to men.
Yeah.
And, like, I was completely hostile. And I was like, you
are hostile in the hostel?
Hostile in the hostel. I was just like, you're taking me to buy wine. Yeah. I don't trust you. It's going to be in my sight. And you're putting a condom on. Okay.
And you're going to Bactine that dick before you put the condom
on. Exactly. Like, I was just being like the bitchy, bitchy self.
Yeah. As you should.
And he was like, all right, let's go to the wine shop. Let's get the condoms. So I get a bottle of red wine. I drink it, whatever, or I didn't drink all of it, but I'm like drinking the red wine. And this guy is like the biggest dick that I have ever encountered. All right. So we did have sex. And it was out of control. It was crazy, the sex. Okay. In a good way. I may decide I don't want this in the episode, but I will say it right now.
Yeah.
Like, he... he ate my asshole.
Okay.
Yeah. I had never done it before. There okay. wasn't like a whole lot of ass play on the menu for me previously. And I remember I was just like, whoa. And he was like, oh, do Americans not do this? Like, I'm sure some of them do, but I don't. But I decided to just like, you know, really give in.
Yeah.
I was already there. He yeah. wore a condom. Yeah. And
he got you the wine.
Yeah, and I don't think we slept all night. Just stayed up having popcorn sex.
Yeah. popping it like it's hot.
And let me tell you, the second that I got out of there, got to the airport, got on the plane, this man was blocked. I could not.
From popped to blocked.
From pop to block.
He was pop blocked.
Okay, so that's the tale of Popcorn King.
Yes. May he ever reign.
May he ever reign. Wonder what he's up to.
Popping some corn, maybe.
I don't even know his name. I mean, I knew his name at one point, but like...
Yeah.
We've really moved past that.
I don't know Young Dumb's name, so...
I don't know if we ever knew his name.
I had to have... Maybe I didn't save him in my phone, actually.
I think I had Popcorn in WhatsApp, but like...
Yeah.
He got blocked.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, so this is not the only vacation boyfriend I've ever had. In fact, like, it's a thing I do.
Yeah.
And another memorable vacation boyfriend I met on my friend Val's bachelorette.
Mm-hmm.
We were going to Mexico. I don't remember where, like Cabo, Cancun, whatever. One of those like all-inclusive places.
Yeah.
And so I was invited on the bachelorette and went. And the only person I knew was the bride, was Val.
Okay.
And so it was just a group of other girls that were like her friends from growing up in college and whatever.
Yeah.
And so I was already just kind of like it was fun, yeah. sure, but they were like strangers to me.
Yeah.
And so on the first day, we were kind of just scoping out the resort, like dropping in the different bars, whatever. And there was like a VIP exclusive bar where you had to like, I don't know, buy a certain package.
Okay.
And as we're walking by, I look over and I see this guy sitting at the bar, like drinking alone.
Yeah.
And he turns and we like make eye contact. And I was like, okay, like he's kind of attractive.
Okay.
I like clock him and like go to meet up with the girls.
Yes.
And
one of love the, it when this happens, when you just like see it. A guy and you're you like, yep, that's eyes. The one.
Exactly. And I knew like, all right, spotted vacation boyfriend.
Spotted and vacation boyfriend.
The target has been acquired. And one of the girls saw this as well and just elbowed me and is like, yeah, 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 like vacation boyfriend.
Yeah.
So then our goal for the rest of the, I think it was afternoon at this point, afternoon, was to get into the VIP bar to mm-hmm. talk to this guy.
Yeah.
And somehow we did. I don't actually remember how. And it turned out like, yes, he had purchased that room or that package or whatever.
Yeah.
And so then we just decide like, hey, we're hanging out with you now because we're in the bar with
yeah,
the top
you're in the
shelf
VIP.
Liquor.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it is an all-inclusive, so we're just, like, drinking tons. And he's drunk upon meeting.
Yeah.
And I find out that he is going through a divorce and okay. on a whim, probably like me, booked
yeah.
this trip to, like...
Oh, it's a match made in heaven.
Get away from it all.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So we hook up that day. I, like, ditch the group, go and have sex with this guy in his hotel room. Good sex, like... nice-ish guy, kind of a square, but I decide that he's going to become my vacation boyfriend.
Okay.
And so for the rest of the trip, and he left one day before us, but I stayed in his room every night. He came and hung out with us at the pool.
Okay.
His name was Randall, and Randall was part of the group.
All right, Randall.
So everything's like kind of fine. And then toward the end of the trip, I was like, this guy's starting to bother me. First of all, I woke up one morning in his bed, and he's just like in the bathroom.
Okay.
And he's like in there for a really long time.
Oh no.
And he comes out
is
and
he doing
I was
heroin?
Just like, no, this guy was not doing heroin. He comes out and I was like, feeling okay? Like, is everything all right? He goes, yeah, I've got Crohn's. So, first of all, I didn't ask. I just asked if everything was all right. And yeah. Second of all, now I realize this guy that I've been hooking up with all vacation and the night before is sitting there having like
crazy diarrhea.
Like what?
Like Montezuma's revenge.
Why are you telling me? Maybe you could have said like, hey, I need a little time alone. Like,
yeah.
So immediately
just
I'm just
yourself,
like,
yourself, buddy.
Exactly. I'm like, okay, I need to start pulling
this
back.
This isn't vacation relationship talk.
This is not sexy vacation boyfriend fodder.
No.
Keep it to yourself. So I'm starting to, you know, like for lack of a better expression, like get the ick and like
yeah.
need to get away from vacation boyfriend. So like I said, he did leave, a day before us. So got him out of my hair, hang with the girls and finish the trip. We of course are keeping in touch. I mean, we're still like probably Facebook and Instagram friends or whatever.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Upon getting home, he and I were texting or something. And I'm at the point now where I'm just being a dick again, where he's like, I really liked you. And I'm like, yeah, whatever, Randall. Like,
okay, whatever, Game of Crones.
Exactly. I'm just being a bitch for like no reason other than to be a bitch.
Yeah.
And it turns out that Randall considered himself an amateur writer and
okay.
he had a blog.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I can't remember exactly how it happened, if he like emailed it to me or texted it to me, or I think he sent it to Val maybe.
Oh God.
Because we're all Facebook friends now or whatever.
Okay.
He's older, so he's of the Facebook age.
Okay.
He wrote a blog.
Okay. About you?
About me.
Oh no.
And about meeting this fun group of girls and how we like
okay.
helped him through his divorce.
I thought you were going to say helped him through his Crohn's.
I mean, he probably talked about his Crohn's, but like the blog post was so cringy. And I just remember reading it one night and texting him being like, Randall, take this off the internet. And he was like, no. I meant every word of it. You girls, and especially you, like, he was just this like major sensitive man. I know. Val is like, you really need to cut Randall a break. Like,
yeah,
he's a nice guy.
You might need to reach back out to Randall. I mean, I think there are things now that we're older we can forgive. Like,
it gets better.
As I get older and with these hangovers, I might have Crohn's.
Well, like you said, maybe I should reach back out to Randall.
Yeah, okay.
Randall lives in Philadelphia. I don't know where he lives now, but at the time he lived in Philadelphia.
Okay.
Fast forward a few years. We're off the Bachelorette. Val's married. Like 5 years down the line, maybe.
Yeah,
maybe
okay.
not five, maybe like three or four.
Yeah.
And I live in New York now. And Val's husband's best friend lives in Philly.
Okay.
So she said, hey, Keena, why don't you take the train to Philly this weekend? We're going to be there.
Okay.
Like, come and spend the weekend in Philly. And I said, sure, great.
Okay.
So I did. Val and I, you know, we get on the wine. And she goes, you know, it'd be fucking hilarious if you message Randall.
Yeah.
So we did.
Okay.
And the next day we were there specifically for somebody's birthday. One of Val's husband's friend's birthday. So that's why we're all there.
Mm-hmm.
So we message Randall.
Okay.
He immediately messages back.
Okay.
He's stoked. He's excited.
Okay.
He's going to see
so
the girls again.
So you weren't that mean to him?
Oh no, I was really mean.
Okay.
But like Val may have even messaged him and been like,
oh, yeah.
Hey,
Keena it's okay.
And I are here.
It's okay.
Yeah, it's okay. Like, it's a
you
safe
can come
place.
Out of hiding.
And so we invited him to the birthday party.
Okay.
And he came. However, I should say that this birthday party started about 8 p.m.
Okay.
Val and I had a morning beer. Mm-hmm. We had a brunch.
Yeah.
We then had a wine tasting.
Okay.
A dinner.
Okay. Okay.
And at the birthday party, like, we're holding on.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
by a thread.
Yeah.
Randall shows up.
Mm-hmm.
It's been years since we've seen each other. He and I catch up over a couple of drinks. And then he politely says he's going to go.
Okay.
And the next day he texted me and says, seems like you guys had a little bit of fun before I showed up. Sorry to leave. Basically, he
yeah.
shows up to this party and we're fucking wasted.
Yeah.
And I was probably being mean.
Yeah.
I was probably like teasing him.
Yeah.
But I just couldn't believe all these years later,
wow.
vacation boyfriend, he hopped on his motorcycle.
Oh, okay.
And shows up at the party.
Oh, no. And you were probably mean drunk Keena to him.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, bummer.
Yeah. Sweet Randall.
Oh, we'll never know.
We'll never know
what could have happened.
I tried to look up his blog right now. That's what I was doing on my phone.
Oh my
and
God.
I just couldn't find it. I should see if he like linked it on his Facebook or something. Okay, so I looked and I found the blog. At one point, this was actually posted like on a blog, like blogspot.com or fucking whatever.
Okay.
But I went back in the Facebook archives because Randall also posted it as like a Facebook post because he's a million years old.
Okay. So like what was the like major content of the blog?
Oh,
like,
I'm going to read it.
Oh, okay. We're going to have a dramatic reading. It wasn't all about you.
So, okay. So originally it was about like meeting this group of girls, blah, 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 the stuff that I
Oh, the blog is fully about the vacation?
It was fully about the vacation.
Oh, it wasn't just like a lifestyle blog or something. It was just
No, it was okay. it was like a life update, vacation update. And so
okay.
In it he mentioned like meeting a group of girls, but one girl in particular, blah blah blah.
Uh-huh.
And however it got like across my desk, if you will, I read it and flipped the fuck out and was okay. Like, "Randall, take the shit off the internet about me. I don't want people knowing that I'm like hooking up with this old man going through a divorce, please."
Okay.
So he edited the blog, and I do have the edited version today.
Okay.
So if everybody's down for a dramatic reading.
Yes, let's hear it. I mean, I am down.
I will go for it. Okay. So this was from January 23rd, 2017. So like I said, nearly 8 years ago.
Yeah.
And here it goes. In case you're unaware, my life has been going full country western song.
Oh.
I lost the wife and the job and the house and the dog.
Oh, Randall.
And though Crohn's isn't a popular song topic, my digestive health took a tumble again as well.
Oh, gosh, Randall.
To let it all go, my solution was to get drunk on a plane and spend 5 nights all-inclusive down in Cancun. Just spend some time alone, think about what it all means, and hopefully get my head screwed on straight.
And hopefully your intestines.
Seriously, I don't know that getting drunk in Mexico is the best move for someone with Crohn's, yeah. But Godspeed. As it turned out, spending time alone involved less thinking about what it all means and was instead a 3-day bender in the VIP lounge getting blackout drunk on tall glasses of straight Don Julio Reposado.
Oof.
Again, not great for the digestive tract. And then it happened. I was pulled from the rabbit hole and rescued by 8 girls on a bachelorette party. From what I told, they walked me out of the bar around 4 p.m., straightened me up, fed me, and made me laugh. They were loud and crazy and everything you'd expect from a bachelorette party, and also just what I needed. The last 3 days have been awesome. This Aww. Is the point in the original post where it takes a turn to being like about me specifically.
Yeah.
And I just, you know, wasn't here for that.
Okay.
Along the way, I can't say I figured out what it all means, but I did find out everything you never wanted to know about penis shapes, anal, balls, and nipples. Okay. I witnessed how efficient Spanx can be at getting your foot in your mouth. I'll talk about that. I learned that when girls are on vacation, pretty much everyone has great tits and everyone's nipples are amazing. I don't know what the fuck he's talking about.
Okay.
Like, okay, Randall.
Okay, Randall.
I feel like boys are perfectly content to miss out on all the interpersonal gems from this weekend, and that's fine by me. I had a blast, and maybe that's the best first step to getting my head right again. But it's mostly over now. They're headed on an 8-hour booze cruise, and I'm lounging for a few hours before I head back home. So I guess he actually wrote this on the vacation.
Okay.
We aren't all becoming BFFs. I'm not going to the wedding, and we aren't all connecting on Facebook. Yeah, because we're not old. It was just what I needed right when I needed it, and that's enough. I'm sure when I get back to Atlanta, I'll figure out what it all means. Right now, I'm just grateful for the time that I spent in their entourage.
Aww.
So it's like kind of cute, but there was one night, there was a girl on the trip who was wearing Spanx, and I was drunk the whole trip.
Yeah.
And I think I said, and Randall like literally became a part of the group, and
yeah.
I said something like, "Spanx is for giving up." the girls didn't love me on this trip,
yeah,
but it's probably also because I like ditched group activities to like go have sex with a man with Crohn's.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's it. Still on Facebook. And I forgot that we had these pins.
Cute.
That all of us wore for the weekend. And we had an extra that we gave him.
Oh, nice. It's a pin that says Bride's Entourage.
Yes. So that's it. I wish I could find the original one, but I think because I like truly lost my shit, he took it off the internet.
Yeah, yeah. And I will say, I don't like Spanx either.
No.
They're not comfortable.
They're not just comfortable.
Like, just fucking live your life.
Live your life. Get a bigger size.
Yeah, yeah. Wear like, something that's like actually flattering and move on and have a margarita.
On a Mexico vacation.
Yeah, like what? How much are you sweating in those Spanx in
exactly,
Mexico?
Yikes. Exactly. Yeah, so that's that.
All right, Randall. You delivered.
You delivered. Thanks for the Facebook post.
And I hope that you delivered your poo baby as well.
I hope that your head and your colon got right.
All right. If you have made it through this episode,
pour yourself an olive oil martini.
Yes. Give it a whirl, you know?
Yes.
Life's for living.
Life's for living with a vacation boyfriend.
Yes, exactly. Live in with that vacation popcorn king. We love you guys. Thanks for listening.
Yes. Send us your vacation boyfriend stories or girlfriend. We're not here to judge.
Yeah.
To barfcast@gmail.com. Follow us on Instagram, BARFFCAST. And listen to us wherever you get your podcasts. Leave us a rating and review. It really helps.
Yes, please. We love you guys. Thank you so much. Go out there and find yourself a vacation boyfriend. Ooh. And we will
see you next Tuesday.
Cheers.
Yeah. How does our podcast start again?
Welcome and all you friends.